Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
The other game on the Friday night is going to be a beauty. The Eels, who are smarting a little on the back of that loss at Combank Stadium, will be playing the Seagulls. Ryan Madison gets a start. Nathan Brown back to the bench. Mike Acevo returning from an ACL injury. He'll do that in the New South Wales Cup, which will be the curtain raiser. But for the Seagulls, Tommy T is there. His brother Ben is not. He's got the shoulder injury, so he's out for 4 weeks. They're saying Morgan Harper, the man to come in. The other big inclusion for the Manly Seagulls off the back of that horrible loss was Josh Schuster has been included on the bench as well, Tristan. But I'd imagine a lot of punters keen on the Eels back home.
Yeah, the market, we opened it at 8.5 and it's moved into 7.5. So there has been a little bit of support for Manly at the big plus. It was $1.40, or it is $1.40 Parramatta, $3 Manly, and the line's gone 8.5 into 7.5. I think both of these sides, probably to be fair, were disappointed, would be disappointed with their efforts last week. Parramatta obviously gave up a big lead to the Roosters and came back into that game, but couldn't get over the line late. And then Manly were just completely dismantled. So it'll be interesting how Turbo comes back into this side. He definitely didn't look fit in that game. So 7.5 a line now, 40 points to over and under.
Well, I nearly got a migraine just trying to work this game out last night and trying to work through some rating numbers and then piece a bit together what the teams might be and where the outs are. And both of them are incredibly inconsistent at the moment. Let's go to Parramatta. 8 times out of 10 games they've started favourite so far this season. They've covered the line twice. So that's 2 from 8. You know, they can bounce up and give their best performance against a Storm in Melbourne or a Penrith at Penrith Park, yet then come off those sorts of games and dish up what they did at in Darwin against the Cowboys or the first half last week against the Roosters. They were just horrible. They just were not there. They should have been sitting in the crowd enjoying the atmosphere instead of actually trying to roll their sleeves up. And so they come back home. That's an advantage to them. It's actually a good team list. They get a couple of key ins. I think Matheson starting and Niokore on the bench really strengthens them up. You know, the Eagles, that they're not great wet track teams, but that game just got right away from them and they just weren't in the contest last week. The worry about them is, you know, over the last 4 weeks, they've conceded 38, 22, 40, 34. It's just also a horrible record. But the Eels, in 5 of their last 6, have conceded 20 or more. And with the Eels at home, I think that's probably an advantage. The only way I'd look at the game would be trying to take the Eels to win. But I'm not overly confident about that. I think the Eagles are due for a little bit of a bounce back here, and they do like playing against Parramatta.
Yeah, I was thinking the other way. I don't mind them at the -7.5 Parramatta. I think, you know, that inconsistency that you talk about, Jared, is almost summed up in Mitchell Moses, isn't it? Like, he's such a key part of that team. He's a strong personality. You saw some of the things he did against the Roosters were brilliant. Absolute, you know, a great dummy and go, try on the inside for Papali'i, then kick and kick again and try for himself, you know, effort on effort, which was really, really spectacular. And then he drifts out of a game. He'll defensively get caught out. He looks like somehow he's not engaged in a game just when his team needs him most. And, you know, as you say, they can do it week to week, but he can do it within the space of a half. And I think, you know, that's what to get the inconsistency out of his game is the only way to get the inconsistency out of the rest of the Parramatta team, because he's such a pivotal part of it. You know, we talk about Tommy T and how far he's gone back, and the analyst had some interesting, like, I think he averaged 143 points in Supercoach last year and he's averaging 57 this year. I mean, that's a monumental wind back, just to highlight the impact, whether it's an injury, whether it's a perception of an injury, a fear of an injury. It's clear that he's been hampered physically or mentally with what he's doing. The other point I will make is this: how have Manly gone since Kieran Foran left the club? You know, they had that scratchy win against the Tigers and then he made the announcement. Terrible last week. It's just, he's another one of these really popular guys within the club, and everyone feels, no matter how you dress it up, that he's been forced out because a bloke had a clause in his contract said, I want to play in that spot. You know, it just can derail seasons. We've seen that before. I'm all over the Eels bouncing back, and I like them at the minus 7.5. Any interest, Jared?
Jimmy, I'll consider it.